The next halacha states, "Lo yispalo b'makom sheish davar shemavatel kavanaso." A person should be careful not to daven in a place where it's possible that one's kavana will not be realized. V'lo b'shah hamavatelus kavanaso. Also, should not daven at a time, not only a place, but also the time in which you'll not be able to have the proper kavana. But then the Mechaber tells us, as he said on numerous occasions, the Akshav, and nowadays, Einanu Nisharin Becholzeh, we're not as careful in this matter to making sure that when we daven, it has to be at the right place and at the right time. Why not? Maybe we should be careful. The Mechaber says, "Mipnei she'ein anu mechavanim kol kach b'tefillah," because we don't, even on our greatest day, the greatest level of kavanah that we have is not so great. So therefore, nowadays also, if we're not able to daven with the greatest, utmost kavanah, then that's not something which we should be extremely concerned with. Nonetheless, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, "Upashut," it's simple, "the mechol makom kishirotzo lamid l'spalel mitoch kas v'kadoma," when a person is standing at a time in which other things are overtaking, consuming their mind, maybe upset, something bothering them, you should try your very best to try to remove these thoughts from your mind as much as possible. As the Pre-Megadim continues and says in the name of the Levush, that even though we don't necessarily have the greatest of intentions, the greatest kavana when we daven, nonetheless, as much as we're able to do. That's not an excuse. Oh, we live in a generation where we don't have kavana, so I don't have to have any. Try your best. Al kain, therefore, ein l'spalo b'bayis sheisham sheicher chadash omedavash v'koshkan reach ro'ah. You have to be careful that we are davening. It's not in a place where there's different odors, very powerful fragrance, which will redirect and overcome your thoughts, being able to concentrate properly. It says me sheichar. That's one of the examples. Okay. Now, the Ramah, which we started learning yesterday, told us the importance of how a person is supposed to think during the davening. And then he ended off and said the following sentence, which is a very incredible sentence, which not everyone would agree with or understand. It says, "V'asu adam l'nashek banav hakatanim bebeis achnesas," talking about the kedusha, the sanctity, the holiness of the shul. And therefore, a person brings their children, their little children, to shul. It says a person should not kiss them while in shul. And why? What's the big deal? You're not supposed to show affection. What you're supposed to show, that you love your kids. Says the Ramah, "Kidei, in order like boa belibo, that it should be set in one's heart, she'ein ahava ka'avas hamokim baruchu." Because when a person's in shul, we're supposed to be directing our love toward Hashem. We have other opportunities to be able to direct our love to our children. And therefore, says the Ramah, it's better not to do so in the shul because it undermines the ahava that we're supposed to really be showing to Hashem. And it's brought down in the Mishnah Berurah, the name, in the words of the Shla. Not only the issue about kissing one's child in shul, but the question is, should there be a child in shul to kiss? The Shla says that Kari Tigar al Hamavim Yuladim Abeis Achnesas, that he would actually discourage people in monetarily and other ways, people that would bring their children to shul. V'hainu ketanim shedain lo higia l'chinuch, specifically little children that have not yet reached the age of being mechanech, of being educated, because they're so young. What are they able to do in shul but to distract? Mitav, and the reason, because these little children, they're going to be playing and literally dancing in shul, fooling around in shul, causing the issue that the sanctity of the Beis HaMikdash will be, of the Beis HaKnesses will be reduced, will be defiled. And also, there's also, hopefully, a few people in that shul that are actually davening. And by these little kids running around, making so much noise, it will detract their ability to be able to daven properly. V'od, and furthermore, not everyone agrees to this, but nonetheless, those were the words of the Shlah. Gam also ki askinu lo yasiru min haga hara asher nischanchu biudasam lihashtageya lahavzus kedushas beisach nesas. The issue isn't just when they're kids, but sometimes you have people in their 30s and 40s and 50s who also act like kids. And the problem is that if you educate a child, very often that's the education that will be carried with them for the rest of their lives. So says the Shlah that if we don't teach the child at a young age the importance of the purpose of a shul, there what ends up happening is also when they get older, they'll behave in a similar fashion. And therefore, starting at a very young age, it's encouraged not to bring them to shul, because they will not be able to daven. Aval but, kishyagiyu l'chinuch, at the time in which they are able to be educated, adarabu, quite the opposite is the case. Yavienu ito l'beis achneses, they should be brought to the shul. V'yilamdeyu archus chayim leishu v'aim of yiro. And when they're able to sit down, they should be able to learn how to daven with aim of a yiru, with fear, and awe, and trepidation. That they should learn not to move from their place. And they should learn to answer the various responses that the congregation makes in a shul. Those are the powerful words of the Shlah, which perhaps, the way I learned this piece for myself, is that that may be something which a person wishes to or not to adopt for their own children or grandchildren. But in the scenario that someone else would want to make that decision to bring their children, and perhaps making noise, okay, that's their choice. Not to discourage a person from leaving a shul, that's not always the best way. To be able to educate people, to allow them to understand the sanctity of the Kedushas Pesach Neses, and therefore, in turn, not only will they learn the proper way to daven, hopefully it'll also be brought over and taught to their children and grandchildren as well.